5,000 years ago, when Lord Sri Krishna was living at Dwarka city, there was a king named Shatrajit who also lived within the jurisdiction of Dwarka. This Shatrajit, being a great devotee of Surya, the sun god, pleased this demigod very much by his worship and was given an exceptional jewel known as Shamantaka. Shortly after receiving this valuable gem, the king decided to visit the city of Dwarka, where he was a well-known figure. But due to the dazzling effulgence of the Shamantaka jewel, which he wore in a locket around his neck, none of the citizens recognized him, for they all mistook him for the sun god himself.
Haha, check.
Excuse me, my lord, but two of the citizens would like to see you.
Show them in.
Check. Mate.
My dear lord, we are so fortunate to be citizens of Dwarka, for daily we are able to see your lotus feet, which are sought after by means of severe penance and austerity by the great mystics and yogis.
My dear lord, in your form of Narayan, you hold in your hands different symbols. The conch shell, disc, club, and lotus flower. Yet in spite of your being the supreme personality of Godhead, you descended in Vrindavan and acted as the child of Mother Yashoda, who sometimes used to tie you up with ropes.
And although your lordship is living like an ordinary human being here in Dwarka, all the demigods are descending from the heavenly abodes to have your darshan.
We even saw the sun god himself with his appealing bodily effulgence in the city.
That's why we came to inform you.
We thought you might like to know.
He's probably on his way to your palace right now. Actually, he should be here by now, shouldn't he?
Yes. We took a shortcut, you see.
Both of you, thank you very much for your thoughtfulness. But the person who you describe as the sun god is actually King Shatrajit.
Shatrajit?
You see, the real sun god has given this Shatrajit the Shamantaka jewel, and it is because of the effulgence of this gem that you didn't recognize him.
Ah, I see. Amazing. Well, sorry about the mix-up, my lord.
That's all right. Anyway, thank you for your visit. I think I should go and see this Shatrajit.
In the meantime, King Shatrajit decided to install the Shamantaka jewel in a temple to be worshipped by Brahmins.
My dear Brahmin, just feast your eyes on the exquisite beauty of the Shamantaka jewel, which was given to me by the sun god himself. Surely there is nothing like it to be found anywhere on this earth. Just see. How the colors play so delicately within it, moving and dancing like fire. And look within its heart. All the colors and designs of the creation can be seen in there.
See what you mean, my lord.
Hour upon hour, I can pass just gazing into this wonderful gem, marveling that such a jewel is actually mine.
Your Majesty, it is indeed a most rare gift that you have been given by Suryaji.
Rare? Rare? It is matchless. And that is why I want to install Shamantaka right here in the temple. I want it to be worshipped with full pomp and ceremony as is befitting. Oh. Oh, my most beloved Shaman Tuck. Before I possessed you, what value was there to my life? But now that you are mine, all my desires are fulfilled and my happiness is complete.
Your Majesty?
My dear Brahman, please take it as your life and soul to see that its most valuable gem is properly worshipped.
Oh, noble Satyajit, you need have no fear. I can assure you that everything will be done completely in accordance with Vedic injunctions.
My dear Krishna, surprise, surprise. How nice to see you. Please come closer and have darshan of the Shaman Takajur. A gift to me from the sun god himself. I'm just arranging its installation here. Please come closer.
Thank you. My dear king, I find it a little strange to see you worshipping a jewel, which is, after all, nothing more than a product of the material energy.
He is so uncultured.
Pardon?
Culture. I was just telling the pujari that it is a sign of great culture to worship this jewel. As it belonged to the sun god, it is as worshipable as he is.
It is indeed a most wonderful stone. I have a marvelous idea. As you are a subject of my grandfather, King Ugrasen, why don't you, noble Satyajit, offer him this wonderful jewel? A true servant is always willing to offer that which is most dear to him to his master. And in this way, he becomes glorified as a true follower of religious principles.
You are right, of course. But in this case, I don't think it is such a good idea. No. I'm sure that it is much better to keep the jewel safely here in the temple. To transfer it all the way to your grandfather's palace might involve some risk to the jewel, and in this way, to all the citizens of Dwarka. Yes, I'm convinced that it's much better to keep the jewel safely here.
As you wish, but be careful, for they say that once greed has entered a man's heart, it becomes like a malignant disease and is very difficult to remove.
What a preposterous suggestion. This Krishna has become a little overproud since he established Ugrasen as the ruler of the Yadus. Still, I will not allow myself to be disturbed by such a trivial incident. My dear Brahman, please ensure that the Shaman Taka Puja goes on uninterrupted. Naturally, you will be rewarded for your services.
Oh, noble Satyajit, I will protect the jewel with my very life.
That's what I like to hear. Dedication. Very good. Who would not be willing to worship a jewel which provides the worshipper with 170 pounds of gold daily?
Om Kishvaya Namaha. Om Nirvaya Namaha. Om Nirvaya Namaha. Idam Asanam. etat pajam idam agyam idamajmaniam eshamadupart punarajmaniam idam snaniam idam vastram idam nalyam eshikanda etani pushpani
So this is where my dear brother is keeping the jewel. Oh, I'd love to put it around my neck. I can see everyone's faces now, staring at me, bowing their heads. Oh, yes. I'm sure Satrajit won't mind if I borrow it for an hour. Actually, I'm sure he will. But who cares?
Ah! Sir! King Satrajit has given me implicit instructions about this jewel. It is to remain here for all time as an object of worship, and so should not be removed.
My dear Brahman, let me refresh your memory as to who I am.
Well, I'm well aware of that.
I am Prasena,
yes.
King Satrajit's younger brother.
Yes, sir, I'm...
And I'm sure that my brother won't mind if I borrow his jewel for a little while.
But sir...
After all, we are family.
Yes, I understand, but...
Now, if you know what is good for you, then you will not try to frustrate my intentions. Stand aside.
Sir,
I said, stand aside.
Yes. I understand.
That's much better.
Oh, dear.
Thank you.
Oh, no. Please. King Satrajit will be furious if he finds out. Please.
If you don't tell, he won't know, will he?
But,
I'll be back in an hour.
Oh, no.
The most wonderful effect. Simply by wearing it, I feel twice the man I was before. Oh, isn't life wonderful? I feel so gorgeous that I could live forever. Hello, bird. Hello, trees! Those who say that this world is a place of misery are simply frustrated old men who have never, never tasted life's true happiness. No, for me, life is full of wonders, beauty, and unexpected joy. Hello, monkeys. Hello, lion. Lion?
After killing Prasena and the horse he was riding, the lion took the jewel away. When the mighty king of the gorillas, Jambavan, heard of this, he went to look for the lion. After finding the lion, he killed it with his bare hands and took the jewel.
What's this? Quite a pretty trinket. Just right for my little boy. But when I think of the radiant beauty of Sri Ramachandra, standing at the gates of Lanka. Compared to that sight, this shining jewel looks like a mere pebble. Still, it'll make a pretty toy for my son.
When Prasena did not return with the jewel, Shatrajit became very anxious. As he did not know what had happened, he concluded that Krishna might have taken the jewel by force, and that Krishna might have even killed Prasena as well. This idea grew into a rumor which spread to every part of Dwarka.
Yes, and that was still not enough. She wanted more.
More? She's outrageous.
Exactly. So I just told her to get...
Swati, Rupa, have you heard the news?
News?
About the marriage of Ketu?
We know all about that.
No, not that. I mean the news about the jewel.
Which jewel?
The Shamantaka jewel of King Satyajit. It is lost.
Really? How did it happen, Neela? Please, go on.
Well, it appears that Prasena, you know Satyajit's younger brother?
Yes, yes.
Well, it appears that yesterday he had taken the jewel from the temple by force.
By force?
Prasena?
Anyway, several people thought they saw the sun god driving through the city, and they've also seen him driving into the forest.
Has the sun god stolen the jewel?
No, listen. Prasena was wearing the jewel.
Oh, yes?
Because of the effulgence of the stone, people mistook him for the sun god.
Oh, I see.
Anyway, since then, nothing has been heard of him, nor of the Shamantaka jewel.
Oh, this is awful. Without the jewel present here, I'm sure we must prepare for harder times. Isn't it, Rupa?
Of course not, Swati. The opulence of Dwarka is due only to the presence of Lord Krishna.
Well, whatever the true cause is, the Shamantaka jewel is lost. And I have heard...
Go on.
I have heard that Satyajit is saying that it is Krishna who has taken the jewel from Prasena.
Krishna?
What grounds does he have for such a claim?
Well, listen to this. Just before Prasena took the jewel away, Krishna met Satyajit in the temple and suggested he give the jewel to King Ugrasena. Satyajit, however, refused, but Krishna apparently was insistent. That's why Satyajit not only thinks that Krishna stole the jewel, but that he probably has killed Prasena as well.
No!
Really?
Yes! He's telling everyone that this is what has happened.
I cannot believe this. Satyajit disgraces himself by spreading such rumors.
But the Shamantaka jewel is a most valuable gem. You can never know, can you, Leela?
I'm amazed at you, Swati, that you can even think that Lord Krishna would be capable of such an act.
Well, he used to steal when he was a child.
That was butter, Swati. I can't believe this. I've had enough.
Me too. I'm off.
But Leela, Rupa...
My dear Krishna, any sane man will understand that these rumors are completely false.
Still, it isn't right that the people are suspicious of me, Grandfather. A ruler must be a man with a spotless character who is completely above suspicion. For whatever standards he sets, surely the common people will follow.
That's true.
Therefore, I should find out exactly what has happened to Prasena and the jewel.
You will need witnesses, Krishna. Make sure to take some of the leading citizens with you.
Excellent idea, Grandfather.
And Krishna, be careful.
I will, Grandfather.
Hello, Swati. Hello, Sundri. How are you doing?
Fine.
Have you heard the news?
You mean about the Shamantaka jewel?
Yes.
Oh, that. Yes, I have.
Oh. Hey, have you heard about Ketu?
No, what?
He's going to marry Atita. Atita?
Really? Anyway, I've got to go now. I'm in a rush.
Wait. And what do you think about Satyajit accusing Krishna of theft and murder?
That is the most ridiculous story I've ever heard. I'm sure Satyajit will get a heavy reaction for spreading such rumours.
Do you get bad karma for spreading rumours?
Of course, if they're not true. Better be careful, Svati. Bye then.
Prasena's horse. Dead.
Over here! And look, come, over here. It's Prasena's sword. Here is his crest.
Yes, it is Prasena's. Look over there.
Is it?
Yes.
Prasena. Is he dead?
What do you think?
This is awful. What happened to him?
It seems that he's been killed by a beast. Probably a lion.
And how about the Shamantaka jewel, my lord?
Well, it's not on his body. Let us look around, but we have to be careful, for it's possible that his killer is still close by. Look! Surely this must be the lion that killed Prasena. But in its turn, it has also been slain. Whoever killed this lion did so without using any weapon.
Oh, my lord! All the signs indicate that there is some creature of immeasurable strength lurking in these woods.
Oh, under the circumstances, my lord, do you not think that it would be better to return to Dwarka and get the assistance of the army and then to continue the search?
Yes, let's do that.
Although it is quite clear that the slayer of this lion possesses great strength, I don't think that there is any cause for a...
My lord, look!
Ah, here is a tunnel leading into the earth. I'm sure we will find the Shamantaka jewel within. However, I don't think it is wise that you accompany me. I have no desire to put you in a dangerous situation.
My lord, I beg you, do not risk your life in such a fearful mission.
Dear Ataman, don't worry. Can't you remember how I dealt with Kamsa and his demoniac friends?
Yes, of course.
I'll be back as soon as I've recovered the jewel.
Oh, goodness. Oh, my lord.
Lord Krishna went inside the tunnel, deeper and deeper, when suddenly he heard some voices.
Isn't it a beautiful jewel your father has given you? Oh, look at all those pretty colors. Now Nanny is going to make your dinner, and you can tell me which colors you see. All right, my darling.
Blue, and green.
Good. And what are the colours?
Red, yellow, and orange.
Well done. Now you go and play with it. I'm just going in the kitchen.
No, it's mine! No!
What's wrong, my baby? Oh, intruder!
Do thieves dare to enter the residence of Jambavan? Prepare to die, human!
There was then a great fight between Krishna and Jambavan.
Isn't he beautiful?
Jambavati, what are you saying? He is fighting with your father! Get him, Jambavan! Get him!
Oh, well done! Well done!
In the meantime, outside the tunnel.
It's getting really dark now. Let's go back to Dwarka.
No. Although the signs are not auspicious, I'm sure that Lord Krishna is fully in control.
Yes. Have you ever known him to perform any action imperfectly?
We just need to be patient, Vijay.
Look, it has been 12 days now. How much longer do you want to wait?
I also think it is better to return to Dwarka.
We have to inform King Ugrasena.
Yes, there's no point to us staying here any longer. All right, let's go.
Oh, I'm dying for a plate of hot samosas.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my back is killing me.
Oh, all you two can think of is your bodies. Who's going to tell Ugrasena?
You?
No.
While deep inside the tunnel, the battle between Krishna and Jambavan raged on. Krishna and Jambavan eventually emerged from the tunnel, where they continued fighting with huge trees. Until at last, they were hitting each other with their fists. Each was expecting victory over the other. And in this way, the fighting continued without stopping, both in daytime and at night, for 28 days. Finally, it became apparent to Jambavan that his opponent was not an ordinary human being.
Oh, my dear lord, I can now understand who you are. You are the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu, the source of all strength, wealth, beauty, fame, knowledge, and renunciation. Oh, it is you who are the creator of the creators of the universal affairs. You are the same Supreme Personality of Godhead whom I worshipped as Lord Ramachandra. For no one else had such immeasurable strength as he. And no one else could defeat me in this way.
My dear King Jambavan. Yes, King. Because you, and not the lion, whom you so easily killed with your bare hands, are the actual king of the forest.
Oh, my lord.
To mitigate the pain, Lord Krishna began to smear the lotus palm of his hand all over Jambavan's body, who at once felt relieved from not only the pain, but also the fatigue of the great fight.
My dear Jambavan, the reason for my visit is the Shamantaka jewel. Since the disappearance of this gem, my name has been defamed. That's why I would very much appreciate it if you would return the jewel to me.
My lord, of course. One moment, please. Here, please take it, for everything I possess is yours.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Jambavan.
And besides this jewel, I would like to offer you something else. Jambavati, can you come here, please? Jambavati? Ah, here she comes. My dear lord, I would consider it a great honor if you would accept my daughter as your wife.
This is your daughter?
Huh? Oh, no. This is her nanny. Where is Jambavati?
Oh, she's coming. She's coming. She's just changing her sari again.
Oh, my lord, please excuse us for one moment. Here she is, my lord. My daughter, Jambavati. I would consider it a great honor if you would accept her as your wife.
My dear king, how could I refuse such an offer? Thank you. Thank you very much.
No, thank you.
My dear Jambavan, you should have seen the expression on your face when the nanny came in. It was most amusing.
I was very confused.
Ha 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 ha!
When the citizens returned from the forest, Krishna's family members in Dwarka became very sorry that he was not with them. They became even more aggrieved when they heard what had happened.
More than 2 weeks have passed since you returned from the forest. It appears that the Lord must have completed his pastimes on the earth and has returned to his spiritual abode. Alas, the only happiness of my life has been taken away from me. This Satrati, it is all his fault.
Indeed, my lord. Ever since Satrajit brought the Shamantaka jewel into the city, it has been a source of great anxiety to all of us.
It is because of his poisonous gossip that Krishna went to the forest to look for the jewel and Prasena.
Well, at least everyone knows now that Lord Krishna had nothing to do with the jewel's disappearance and Prasena's death.
Yes, it's true.
Grandfather?
Krishna! Oh, Krishna, my dear boy!
Grandfather, I would like you to meet my wife, Jambavati.
My dear Jambavati, welcome to the Yadu dynasty. Krishna, where did you meet her? And why have you been away so long? We were all so worried. Did you find the jewel?
Well, as you know, I went inside a tunnel. There I found the jewel. But in order to get it back, I had to first have a little fight with my devotee Jambavan, who, due to his anger, didn't recognize me. Jambavan was the one who killed the lion, who killed Prasena. After 28 days of fighting, when he finally understood who I am, he offered me both these jewels.
Jai! Oh, I was so worried. I was just about to curse this Satrajit. Actually, I don't want to ever hear his name again in this palace.
My lords, King Satrajit.
Show him in.
Satrajit. Here is the jewel which you thought was taken by me. You should know for sure that your brother was killed by a lion, and that I was in no way connected with his death.
Without speaking, King Satrajit left the palace.
I'm amazed at this Satrajit. He could have at least offered you an apology for all the trouble he has caused you. But what can you expect from a materialist like that?
Material wealth. You know, there's a lesson to be learned from this incident. If we become too attracted to material wealth, then that very wealth will drag us to the lowest position.
My lords, King Satrajit would like to see you again.
Again? Show him in.
Your Majesty. My dear Lord Krishna, please. Please forgive my offenses against you. Surely I'm the most foolish man in this world. I'm therefore not fit to keep such a wondrous gem. So please, please take it, for there's no one save yourself who is fit to possess it. And in addition, I would like you to accept the hand of my daughter, Satyabhama. You must know that many princes have sought her hand, but I consider you alone are fit to be her husband.
Thank you. Thank you for these gifts. But while I certainly accept your beautiful daughter, I think it is better that the Shamantaka jewel remains in the temple. For then, due to its presence, there will be no more famine, contagious diseases, or excessive heat and cold in the city.
If you insist.
Lord Sri Krishna ki
jai!
This story of the Shamantaka jewel is very significant. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is said that anyone who hears the story or describes it or simply remembers it will be free from all kinds of defamation and the reactions of all impious activities, and thus will attain the highest condition of peace.
Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare.